Upon returning from an impromptu trip to Israel, President Joe Biden held a press conference in Washington, delivering a concise yet highly significant statement regarding the region's current turmoil. Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people. It is an obvious, redundant comment, as some would argue, because it simply echoes the obvious. Nothing is more uncertain. This reference from the White House unequivocally crystallizes the core issue behind the war launched in Gaza by the fundamentalist organization on October 7, Iran's strategic endeavor to exert control over Palestinian decision-making, thus cementing its influence in the Middle East. The mullah's regime's attempt to exploit the Palestinian cause solely for its own gain was brought to light during the recent clashes in Ain el-Helway in September. During these events, the same Hamas, now a prominent element in Tehran's regional strategy alongside Hezbollah, failed to displace Fatah from its primary stronghold in Lebanon. Feeling distinctly sidelined from the unfolding narrative of peace and the normalization of relations with Israel, as set in motion by the Abraham Accords and the spirit of the Oslo process, the Islamic Republic of Iran is now actively resurrecting Hafez al-Assad's political strategy from the 1970s. Iran's objective is to acquire control over the Palestinian agenda and utilize it as a bargaining chip in their efforts to enhance Syria's position in what some refer to as the Great Game of Nations. Nonetheless, in contrast to that period, the Syrian regime encountered steadfast opposition in safeguarding Palestinian decision-making autonomy, which was defended by Yasser Arafat, the iconic leader of the PLO, Palestine Liberation Organization, which is still acknowledged as the sole legitimate representative of the Palestinian people. The unwavering determination to safeguard the autonomy of the PLO, a motive fervently advocated by Yasser Arafat since the late 1960s, following the 1967 Arab defeat, explains the armed conflict that pitted the Assad regime on one side against the PLO, along with its Lebanese ally, the National Movement, on the other side, at the beginning of the Lebanese Civil War in 1976. In the current context, and considering the possibility of renewed peace talks, the issue of Palestinian representation is looming large. Iran is actively working to impose its protege, Hamas, as the exclusive Palestinian interlocutor under Iranian influence, displacing the Palestinian Authority, and the PLO, led by Mahmoud Abbas. This underscores the significance of the concise statement by the U.S. President, who made it a point to emphasize, especially to Tehran, that Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people. During his press conference, the President of the White House also stressed another equally fundamental principle: the U.S.'s steadfast dedication to the two-state political solution. In reality, the other substantial challenge gripping the entire Middle East is the ongoing military and political tug-of-war between the peace axis, which includes, particularly, the Palestinian Authority led by Mahmoud Abbas, alongside Gulf countries, with Saudi Arabia at the forefront, as well as Egypt and Jordan, and the opposing camp, orchestrated and steered by Iran, that tenaciously adheres to a strategy of irrationality and excess. Amid this fierce brawl, the Lebanese are left with no choice but to stand with the camp of peace, aiming to avoid repeatedly paying the heavy toll of conflicts driven by certain regional players. After being held hostage for over half a century by Middle Eastern powers with relentless hegemonic ambitions that have no bounds, the Lebanese have undoubtedly the right today to seek a normal life in a civil peace context while simultaneously re-establishing a future that has been eagerly awaited.